This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Seeking Allah, yearning for Allah, الرجاء إلى الله, wanting to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. So many different verses where Allah says that the one who seeks to be near their Lord, the one who yearns to be in the company of Allah, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ, the one who is wanting to be close to Allah, then their end will be that Allah will seek to be near them and that they will have an elevated status. The Prophet speaks about this yearning and desire to be with Allah in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha in Sahih Muslim, where he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. The one who has love to meet their Lord soon, their Lord is yearning and loving to meet them. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. The one who detests that they see and meet their Lord, Allah detests to meet them. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, أَكَرَهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Shouldn't we as human beings detest having death arriving to us? Is it that we should look forward to dying? Should we want to die? And the Prophet said, لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ يَا عَائِشَةَ. No, you misunderstand Aisha. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ, the one who loves to meet Allah, سَمِعَ بِرِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ, is the one who hears of Allah's joy and contentment. وَمَغْفِرَتُهُ وَرِضْوَانَهُ وَجَنَّتَهُ. They hear of Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy, of Allah's gardens of Jannah, of delight prepared for the believers, فَأَحَبَّ أَنْ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ. So they look forward, I can't wait until I am with Allah, that the toils of this world are stripped away from me. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. This worldly life is an imprisonment, a confinement for a believer, وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ, but it's the paradise of an unbeliever. We look forward to a جَنَّةٌ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, heavens that are greater than the expanses of that which is in our known realms and universes. We look forward to another day. We have a yearning to be with our Lord, that it goes greater than what we aspire to in this life. So when I come to make a financial decision or a business venture, I do not judge it on the temporary world and just what can I maximize a benefit today, if it is going to be at the detriment of me meeting Allah and being shamed before my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah open our heart that we yearn for our connection with Him, and may Allah protect us from hating to depart this life because akhlada ila al-ard, because we have held on to it too much. Allahumma ameen.